Well, we kick off the players for real today, of course, with tee times pretty early this morning, going all day long, and it will be just a gorgeous day. Cool start early this morning, no doubt about that, so sweaters and jackets, but you'll be able to peel that as we go through the day today. And while there still will be a breeze out of the east and southeast, it will not be as strong as yesterday, and as a whole, temperatures will be a little bit warmer. We'll manage to get into the mid-70s inland and about 69 to 71 for the coast and the beaches. So at TPC Sawgrass, temperatures topping out near 70 around 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it'll drop off a little bit through late afternoon with the persistent wind out of the east and southeast. Tonight won't be near as chilly. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s, and that sets us up for a warm Friday ahead of that strong cold front that we've been talking about all week long. Morning sunshine tomorrow will turn a little bit breezy. There'll be some showers and a band of embedded thunder that develops out ahead of the front and will be to the Florida-Georgia border by about 3 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it would appear, for tomorrow. And then crossing I-10 and I-95 through the late afternoon and likely reaching St. Johns County and TPC Sawgrass perhaps as early as 5 or 6 o'clock tomorrow. So that's going to be something to watch on the back end of the day for the round two of the players tomorrow. And what otherwise we'll see temperatures make it into the low 80s before the clouds thicken and the rain moves in. But the front will be a steady mover. It'll be out of here by late Friday night. Skies will clear Saturday. It'll become breezy and cooler, but really a very nice day. High of 72. Sunday, very nice. Well into the 70s. The winds won't be as strong, but that's ahead of yet another front and a strong cold front on Monday that brings another round of some rain for the area. That's good news. And following that Monday front, the temperatures turn quite a bit chillier, more chilly. Pretty good little drop in the temperatures for much of the rest of the week. We may see and will likely see some inland areas down into the 30s at night next week. So winter trying to make a little bit of a comeback after disappearing over the last 4 or 5 weeks or so. So once again, specifically for the players, today, sunshine. Temperatures will manage to get to near 70 degrees, a wind out of the east-southeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. There may be a gust midday near 20, but overall not as strong as yesterday. That is a crosswind for number 17, the island green, from right to left as you look from the tee box to the green. On Friday, tomorrow, the winds will shift to out of the southwest. Ahead of the front, we'll become a little breezy in the afternoon. That's a left-to-right wind on number 17. Saturday, we make another switcheroo behind the front. Winds out of the north. That'll be in the player's face on 17. And on Sunday, the winds go back out of the southeast in the morning, out of the southwest in the afternoon. So that'll be a little bit of a crosswind for the players on Sunday. So the weather is going to have a role, no doubt about that, as it typically does in the players, and especially during March, although obviously not near as impactful as last year's weather when we delayed the players until Monday. With all your weather all the time, enjoy the sunshine and remember your sunscreen. I'm Action News Jax, Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for 104.5 WOKV.